This is when several hundred bombers, Lancasters and Halifaxes, used to bomb the big German cities. We were stationed at dozens of aerodromes in Suffolk and Lincolnshire and South Yorkshire, probably about 24 to 30 aircraft per aerodrome, so that when you flew back, the flying control could cope quite easily, because there's probably half an hour or three quarters of an hour difference between the first one landing back and the last one landing back. So there's no problems. Well, on this particular occasion, Stuttgart, the Met office had boomed completely and we flew off. And the whole of the east coast was blanketed in fog. And so we were halfway back over the North Sea when the radio operator said, "Oh, we're diverted to Bewley in the New Forest." Together, of course, with dozens of other bombers. Fortunately, I was one of the early ones, and you announce your code number. This is Charlie Abel, permission to land, and the WAF in the control room says, "Oh, you're number three to land, downwind." It's a crosswind, downwind funnel. A simple code. And so I flew in quite happily. This is about 11 o'clock at night. But of course there were dozens of aircraft following me. And the poor girl in the control tower, she started to stack them at 500 feet intervals. "Your turn to land is 37, please. Circuit at 12,500 feet. And having just come from 20,000 feet over Stuttgart down to 2,000 feet over the North Sea, there was a very strong language going on. Everybody switched their navigation lights on and it was a free-for-all, but everybody landed happily, no accidents at all. We went to bed in the Nissen hut, woke up at about 11 o'clock in the morning, and got out, and the whole of Bewley Aerodrome was completely full of Lancaster bombers, apart from the runway. There must have been, I don't know how many, but dozens of Lancasters were there. And of course we had lunch, and then took off to our various aerodromes in Lincolnshire. So the local inhabitants must have wondered what on earth's happening.